President Donald Trump is proposing to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. That's one detail from the budget the White House delivered to Congress today. The document fleshes out the blueprint released in March. Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin lists three things an Alaskan should know about this document.
Number one, the president's budget doesn't actually open the Arctic Refuge to oil drilling. Congress would have to pass legislation to let the rigs in. But a president's budget is about vision as well as numbers. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke made that clear as he discussed the ANWR portion of the document.
The president has used the term energy dominance, and quite frankly, Alaska is important. If we're going to reach dominance, Alaska is important, and that pipeline is extraordinarily important.
The budget assumes ANWR revenues would begin in 2022 and total $1.8 billion over 10 years. Ryan Alexander of Taxpayers for Common Sense points out that President George W. Bush put ANWR revenues in his budget for 8 years, and it didn't result in opening the refuge. ANWR is one of many things on the revenue side of Trump's budget that Alexander calls speculative.
I don't know whether or not this was a policy statement consistent with what we've heard from President Trump, that he wants to open up public lands for development and exploration, or if he was just looking for, you know, a little more change in the couch cushions.
Two, the budget, as expected, has deep cuts, especially for rural Alaska. According to one of the supporting documents, it's hard to justify a subsidy for Alaska when the state has so much money it pays dividends of more than $1,000 to each resident. The president proposes to cut more than half of the funding for the Denali Commission. The budget would also zero out a $20 million program for Alaska Village Water Systems, slash funds for Alaska Native education and housing, and eliminate subsidized flights under Essential Air Service. That's in addition to cuts that would apply nationally to food stamps, Medicaid, and disability programs. Three, this is all just a proposal. Congress decides how to appropriate money. Senator Lisa Murkowski sits on the Appropriations Committee. She says she likes the president's emphasis on Arctic oil production and bolstering defense. But Murkowski says she strongly disagrees with what she calls the drastic cuts to programs intended to help the most vulnerable among us. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.